Do you like popcorn, Don?
Sure, Yael. I mean, I like a bag of microwave popcorn as much as the next guy. Why?
Because of popcorn worker lung. Over the past few decades, several workers at popcorn plants developed a lung disease that permanently scars the airway. The damage is so bad that some of the popcorn workers need lung transplants.
That's terrible. But what happened?
First, it has nothing to do with eating popcorn. Scientists think it has to do with breathing in a chemical used to create an artificial butter taste. It's called diacetyl. Lab rats that breathed lots of the stuff ended up with the same kind of lung damage.
Okay, but I'm not a lab rat, obviously, and I don't work in a popcorn factory. So do I have anything to worry about?
That depends. How much popcorn do you make?
I don't know. Maybe a bag every now and then.
Then you're probably okay. But not long ago, a guy in Denver showed up in a doctor's office with telltale symptoms. Turns out he'd been making at least one bag of butter-flavored microwave popcorn a day for 10 years. And when he opened a bag, he'd take a deep whiff of the buttery scent. So he was breathing in a lot of diacetyl, and his lungs were all messed up.
Yikes.
Yeah, the Flavor Extract Manufacturers Association has recommended that its members use less diacetyl in their products.
Maybe I'll go with regular flavor popcorn from now on.
Probably a smart move.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from David Michaels at George Washington University. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. To get podcasts, click on the podcast button. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.